Okay, don't mind me. I'm gonna put the date in the title. Why can't I remember the date? Anyway, I'm feeling jittery right now, which I feel very anxious and like my spirit's really jittery again. And it's 2:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA. I felt this way last night. I'm feeling it again, so I don't know if anything's going on, but I know I need to put this on. So last night I went to go to bed, and I guess at 10 p.m. I went to go to bed, and I just laid there, and I guess from 11 or 10:30 or 11 on, I just was beside myself. I was jittery. I felt anxious. There was something all over my body from like head to toe, just vibrating, like my spirit just vibrating. And I knew what it was. I can't say something because I started praying and asking God, what's going on? Like, what do I need to do? Do I need to, you know, pray? Is something happening? What's going on? Is Israel okay? What's happening? Is something about to happen here? And so I would pray. And I try and relax and go to sleep. And I'd pray again, or I'd talk and say, what's going on? So finally I couldn't. I kept tossing and turning and just jittery. I never fell asleep. So finally I just told my husband, I said, okay, I'm leaving the room for a little while. And I walked to the living room and grabbed my Bible. And I said, okay, I need to pray. Something's going on. So I grabbed my Bible and I said, what do I need to do? Where are we? Where do I need to read? What's happening? And Amos came across to me. And I said, Amos? Really, Amos? I haven't got Amos for a long time. And I said, okay. And so I opened up my Bible. And where I opened up my Bible was this. And I'm going to show you the picture. Okay. Let's see if I can do this. I don't know if it'll cut off, but let's see. Okay, so I opened up, and where I opened up my Bible was Psalms 101. I got this October 25th, 2023. And this is what I got. Psalms 101, first trumpet. Psalms 102, second trumpet. And Psalms 103, third trumpet. Rapture, War Bird Revelations. Okay, and I got that. I'm sorry, I'm moving the camera so much. I got that October 25th, 2023, the first time. But, so I started reading that. It's okay, you want me to read Psalms 101 again, 102, and 103. And then I looked at the top and I forgot that I wrote also Amos 8. So when I got that in 12:25, 2023, I'm sorry, 10:25, 2023, I had written Amos 8 because I was given Amos 8 then. So what I did was I read Psalms 101 last night, Psalms 102 again, and Psalms 103. And then I went and read Amos 8 because he had told me when I first grabbed my Bible, I said, where are we reading? What do I need to go? And he told me Amos. And then I opened up and I read Psalms because that's what I opened up to, and I felt like, okay, it's got Amos above it. I must need to read these again. Also, I'm going to tell you that when I went to grab my Bible, it was 12:12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA. So it was 12:12 in the morning here, a.m. And when I sat on the couch, I was like, okay, what would that be in Israel? That's like 6 in the morning in Israel. And so I started reading. So this is what I'm going to read now, and I'm wanting to get this out. Psalms 101. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside it shall not cleave to me. The Holy Spirit is really moving. Right. Okay. A forward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that dwelleth in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Okay, and this is why I have a second trumpet, but 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignations and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust therefore. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem. When the people are gathered together and the kingdom to serve the Lord, he weakened my strength in the way he shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Okay, and then we're going to go to Amos. Okay, this is Amos 8. See, I was given that October 25th, 2023, 4:31 a.m. But I was giving this last night, or you know, early this morning, like I said, 12:12 a.m. Amos 8. Okay, I was also given it 11:25, 2023. Just let you know I have it in here, and I had written these. Okay, when I was first ever given that at 4:31 a.m., this is what happened. At 3:36 a.m., I had ringing in both of my ears. My son heard an alarm, and my daughter heard haste whispered in her ear. So 8. Thus hath the Lord shewed unto me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord unto me, the end is come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them any more. And the songs of the temple shall be howlings in that day, saith the Lord God. There shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. Hear this, O ye that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of shoes, yea, and sell the refuse of the wheat. The Lord hath sworn by the excellency of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. Shall not the land tremble for this, and every one mourn that dwelleth therein? And it shall rise up wholly as a flood, and it shall be cast out and drowned as by the flood of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. And I will turn your feast into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins, and baldness upon every head. And I will make it as the mourning of an only son, and the end thereof as a bitter day. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst of water, but of hearing the words of the Lord, that they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst. They that swear by the sin of Samaria, and say, thy God, O Dan, liveth, and the manor of Beersheba liveth, even they shall fall and never rise up again. If you don't know Lord Jesus as your Savior, he's coming soon. He's crying out. He's sounding the alarm with everyone. All his servants were sounding the alarm. Lord Jesus is coming soon. He is the Messiah. He is the only way. He is the truth and the life and the way. He is the door to the Father. Please call upon the name of the Lord. Know the Lord. Know Jesus.